another episode of the Pigcast. My name is Davis Matic. You guys can find me on Twitter at Davis Matic. In this episode of the show, I'm joined by my buddy Matt Franciscovich. He works for EA Sports in their marketing department, a full-time employee, and every year Matt comes on the show and we have a great chat about the new version of Madden. We talk about the new features they added in the game. In this specific episode, we talked about the PlayStation 5 and how the transition from the fourth generation of consoles to the fifth generation of consoles is going to work. So if you love Madden, if you love video games, I think that this is going to be a pretty interesting episode. Of course, we will be giving away codes to the game as well. If you go find me on Twitter at Davis Matic, you can find those codes as well. So everyone, if you want to support the show, you can subscribe to patreon.com/takecast, and you can also just leave a rating and review on iTunes. That's very helpful and useful. And now let's go ahead and get into the episode. All right, everyone, welcoming in Matt Franciscovich to the program. He generally comes on the show once a year when the new Madden game comes out. Matt is an official employee of EA Sports. He's there in the nitty-gritty of when Madden comes out every year. And, as someone who's been playing Madden since I was, 7 years old probably when I got the first PlayStation, it's a very cool part of my job to be able to get a little bit inside of the head of the people who create the game. So Matt, how you doing, buddy?
Hey man, I'm happy to be here. This is an annual tradition now. I'm really happy that you invite me back every year, and I'm doing great. I mean, I'm just hoping we're gonna have an NFL season, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. That is definitely interesting. The baseball developers, right? So the guys who make MLB The Show, they work for Sony, not EA, but they had a very interesting job this year trying to make a game, trying to have fresh content for everyone without an actual season happening, which but I'm sure that's not a challenge that the developers ever thought that they would have.
Yeah, it's wild times. I don't know if you've seen, but the MLB and I think the NHL and the English Premier League Soccer are using audio in stadiums from video games.
Yeah.
They have like guys live, like on soundboards in the stadium. That's a pretty cool thing. But yeah, it's wild times right now. So I'm just happy to be here talking about Madden 21. We got a lot of cool stuff coming in this year's edition of the game. We got Lamar Jackson actually leaked that he was going to be the cover athlete like several weeks before we wanted to announce it. I don't know if you saw that, but it blew up on Twitter, so that was fun times. But things are good, man. Things are good.
Right. Yeah, it's always fun when the athletes find a way to ruin the carefully laid plans of all the corporate fellas who are
exactly
ahead of them. Yeah, for sure. So it seems to me like from the outside, the newest, coolest thing in the game this year is the skill move stick. And if you've played a ton of FIFA, there are 1-star through 5-star skill moves, and that it's really one of the coolest and most unique things about the EA Sports FIFA game. And, kind of wondering what kind of stuff are guys going to be able to do. And is it also going to be laid out like it is in FIFA where, Kirk Cousins will be able to do some skill moves, but Lamar Jackson is going to have all the skill moves?
I don't think it aligns with how FIFA is set up. But what I do know, I haven't been able to actually play Madden 21 yet just because I'm working from home. I don't have any, builds of the game. So all my info comes directly from the dev team. So the skill stick, it's both sides of the ball. It's offense and defense. And the biggest thing on offense, it's like the ball carrier system for evasive moves. And you can sort of, the biggest thing is like chaining these moves together so that basically what the devs wanted to do was give people an outlet to sort of create these crazy gameplay moments that can like change the game. So if you're chaining together spin, juke, dead leg, hurdle, slide hurdle, I think is a new animation. You can chain them together on a run and really just like put on a show as you're running down the field. And then the other part of this is that the ball carrier power moves are on the face button. So truck, stiff arm, and dive. And then it's easier to sort of swag when you're on your way to the end zone as celebration run input. is on a single button press on LT-L2 on console. But you got to be careful because the ball carriers can fumble if you get tackled while you're celebrating. So that's some of the stuff on the offensive side. And then the right stick or the skill stick, there's also some additions on the defensive side of the ball, mainly with new pass rush moves and mechanics in the gameplay. So you can feel full control and responsiveness during specific pass rush moves on the skill stick. And you can choose the move you want via a directional input on the right stick with full control to branch to a combo move, pass rush move at any time. But there's a strategy aspect here now that wasn't in the game last year. You have to use these pass rush moves strategically because these defensive players now have a budget of moves allowed per play.
And the offense, okay.
Yeah, so there's some strategy here. And the offensive linemen, they start building resistance if you perform the same move repeatedly. So there's like an AI aspect where they sort of learn if you're just doing the same move over and over, it's not going to work. So you got to use a right stick pass rush moves to their full potential, sort of change it up, and sort of outsmart the AI, which is a cool aspect to the strategy sort of in the trenches there.
So sort of what that sounds like to me is that Madden is trying to make more of a move to be a competitive game where, you know, there is a real skill gap. You know, the very best Madden player in the world should basically never lose to the 100th best Madden player in the world, kind of taking the next step in heading towards that esports realm, basically.
Yeah, man. And, you know, that whole thing is evolving, and EA is really good about getting feedback from our core community, from our competitors. We have this whole team of game changers, and, you know, we take feedback every off season about like what worked, what didn't work, what they want to see change. And the devs really take that to heart and try to make the game better. And I think a big, big part of that was like defensive control. And especially in the trenches, because and pass rushing is such a big part of the real NFL game now, you know, and these guys are the highest paid players on the field besides quarterbacks. And it's a game changing ability to have one of those pass rushers. So the control and the strategy in the trenches is a real aspect of the game now. And I think it will make competitive gameplay more fun to watch for sure. There's also some, a new mechanic called location based tackles. So where both the ball carrier and defender are aware of things like the first down marker, the end zone, and the pylon. So you can see the ball carrier sort of reach out with the ball while they're getting tackled. And you can see the tackling defender struggle, but successfully deny the ball carrier some of these like reach out moments. So there you'll see some of that maybe in some gameplay highlights too, these different sort of, I don't want to say precision, but that's like a good word to use. It's just like the players have more awareness of where they are on the field that interacts with the animations, which is cool.
So for the game engine, is it the same game engine that they've been using for the last few games, or are they onto a new one because they are moving towards, you know, because this game is going to be available on the PlayStation 5 when it comes out, right?
I'm 99% sure it's still the Frostbite game engine.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is just interesting, though, with all these games that are slated to come out right now. You know, a lot of big games, they like to have the games come out around Christmas time and everything. Yeah. And, you know, just being ready for both, you know, the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 5. I do not, you know, I don't really envy the job of the devs too much, basically. I think that's a difficult job.
Yeah, and they're doing all this from home for a next-gen console, which is kind of insane. But we've already announced some of the cool tech and features coming in the Gen 5 stuff. We announced there was a big trailer we put out during EA Play, which was back in June. So things like controller haptics, reimagined player bodies, which is like sort of more authentic to real life. And we can get into some of that stuff later when we talk about the Gen stuff. Five stuff, but stats driven player movement, like, yeah, I can dig into that later, but yeah, it's definitely a challenge for sure. I do not envy the devs either. Even the guys who do the ratings updates are like, this is hard. So,
I mean, even just for me, I'm thinking like everything that I do from home is like pretty optimized to do from home, but like everything that you would have to do to develop a video game is not optimized. It's like very optimized to be in a workspace, you know, to be there with, you know, obviously like super intense computing and everything set up. Like I can't imagine the hoops that had to be jumped through to get everything set up for this.
Yeah, dude, it's nuts. Our IT teams and every video game company is in the same boat, you know, like it's a wild time and it's amazing. And people have nothing else to do besides play the video game. So like, there's so much more like, you know, engagement and playing time is up and all this stuff. So it's good, but it's also of huge challenge for our dev teams for sure. But they're delivering. And, you know, we'll talk about it too, but we're delivering a brand new mode in Madden this year. So in the yard, but it's a challenge, man. I do not envy them. Like you said.
Yeah, very much. So we have, you know, a couple updates. They always are adding new things into the game modes, always adding new things into Ultimate Team every year. But one of the things that is different this year is an even expanded version of the face of the franchise mode. So that's kind of like the superstar mode. I forget what it was called in NCAA football, but you take control, you create your own player. You know, everyone pretty much is creates himself as like a 6'6" quarterback with 99 speed. So what are the changes in face of the franchise this year?
Yeah. So it's called Face of the Franchise Rise to Fame this year. And you basically start in high school. I believe you start as a quarterback, and then once you get to college, this is for the first time ever in Madden, you can pivot to a running back or wide receiver. So that's a cool feature. Basically how it's set up, and like I said, I haven't played it myself. This is just me going on stuff that I've gotten from the devs. It's basically like a playable documentary. So it starts as you as sort of an NFL legend after your career and you've made it to the Hall of Fame and you're like recounting your career.
The story.
Yeah, yeah. And so you start in high school, you're sort of like a backup quarterback to some your high school's resident star, Tommy Matthews. And you can like pick your school name and your mascot and your city and all that. And then you sort of move on to college. You have a signing day. There's 10 FBS schools vying for your talent in the game. And then, you can sort of switch positions if you want a running back or wide receiver. And then you sort of head off to the combine, and you got to perform in the combine, and then you get drafted. You can do the 40-yard dashes in the game now. I think we put Rich Eisen in the game because he does the he's the dude who runs the 40.
Yeah,
he runs, right?
Yeah. He runs his 40 for charity, and then every year. That's a cool wrinkle.
So he's in there, and then like once you're in the NFL and you get signed to a team, there's these storylines that are quote unquote ripped from the headlines. So basically, you live out these storylines. They're called Franchise Savior, Next Man Up, Understudy, Bitter Rivals, Dream Team, The Comeback, Turf War, and then Into the Sunset. So it's sort of like you sort of play out your career through these NFL storylines. And I'm pretty sure it's sort of like you make decisions along the way that like affect how your career plays out. You have some characters, and there's like some coaches in there. Snoop Dogg is in the game, played by himself. He's like your friend, and like he gives you advice and stuff like that. Rich Eisen is in there, like I said. So there's some cool little wrinkles in there. And then the goal is, you know, have an NFL Hall of Fame career. So it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that is really cool. I mean, that's a very cool game mode. My guess actually is because, you know, again, because so many people are going to pick up the game and go immediately to Ultimate Team, but, you know, more time. We all have more time sitting there. Now, my guess is that that specific game mode kind of ends up drawing more people in this year than it would have on a normal year. So cool to have that that extra storyline wrinkle for everyone who is, you know, just out here trying to grind and play Madden.
Yeah, it sounds fun. And one of our taglines was high school to the Hall of Fame in like, I think it was 24 hours or something. So you could like, I'm sure there will be people who do Twitch streams of like just Face of the Franchise Rise to Fame and be like, I'm going to do a 24-hour stream and just play the whole mode. Like, so that might be cool if you could get it. If you could actually like stay up for an entire day and complete the mode, if you have that kind of time on your hands.
Well, you know, I guarantee that there are people out there who do have all of that, who do have that time on their hands. So in terms of the, you know, the most popular game mode, the one that people really, you know, just tend to gravitate towards, and this is true for all video games, you know, this is true in FIFA, this is true in baseball games, this is true in NBA 2K, you know, people just love Ultimate Team. And the Ultimate Team concept, like when I found out it was a thing, I was like, oh yeah, I've just been wanting this my entire life. It's like combination, card collecting, gameplay, like it really is the best. So, you know, what are we grinding for in Ultimate Team last year, or this year? So last year, you know, we had the power-up cards that were introduced where, you know, you could build up guys like Randy Moss and Barry Sanders, and you started with, you know, kind of that base level card of them, and then you got, you know, their ranking increased as you generated more stats and accomplished certain challenges with them. Yep. So what are some of the new additions this year?
Yeah, so those are called team captains. So those are back this year.
Yes.
And those guys sort of anchor your squad, right? And now there's Mutt Masters is back. That's returning. And then we got NFL Epics. So four players being highlighted in NFL Epics at launch. They each have 25 ultimate challenges, showcasing some of the most memorable moments from their careers. It's Adrian Peterson, Larry Fitzgerald, Jack Youngblood, and Ronnie Lott. So once you complete these challenges, they're 85 OVR versions of the players. Let's see what else I got here. Andre Johnson is back as a level master in Ultimate Team. So you can add collectibles to Andre Johnson that will boost his overall. Level masters have the capability to equip any team chemistry and unlock various alternate versions of X factors that have different trigger and knockout conditions. We got team builders, which is another good way to get your theme team started. So it's a 16 game challenge sequence to earn a fantasy pack. And then that pack lets you choose one of 32 teams. And from there you choose between an 84 OVR offensive or defensive team builder. A popular one last year, Team Diamonds, that's back.
Oh, that's those are the best hustle. So like that's where the card collecting aspect really comes in, because you know, you basically get rewarded for, if you collect every card on a certain team, then you get rewarded with like the best player on their team, but you know, a boosted version of them. You know, I remember there was I think it was a 91 overall Amari Cooper that was the Dallas Cowboys reward. That was like the first thing that I went and grinded for in the game. Like I think those are one of the coolest parts in Ultimate Team.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, that's back. And I could run through the list of players, but Team Diamonds is available at launch. I don't think it was available at launch last year. I can't remember. But we have the list of players already published online. Let's see who the Cowboys this year is. Travis Frederick. Roddy White is in there. We got Barry Sanders in there. Barry Sanders is always a popular dude. Let's see. Heath Miller for the Steelers. I'm a Steelers fan. That's nice to see.
That's pretty cool. Who do we have for the Chiefs?
The Chiefs is Dante Hall.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's really cool.
These guys know what they're doing, man. And then we got Legends is back. I think this is last year we had the most former NFL stars ever in Madden, and they're looking up to Annie again this year. So can't reveal any of those players, but there's some surprises in store coming up. Let me keep going here.
I mean, one of the like, this is just the coolest thing about the card collecting games is, you know, if there was a player you really liked when you were a kid, or you know, that you remember, like you've never been able to play with them in a video game, or if it was in like I remember in FIFA they used to have like the all world teams or whatever, and that was the only version where you could play with Ronaldo and Pele and everything. But now, you know, like literally they're in a competitive game mode and they can be a part of like what you're doing on a daily basis on your video game. It's so cool.
It is a lot of fun to play with these guys. And like, I sort of have a personal story here to be a little selfish. I grew up as a Steelers fan my entire life. When they won the Super Bowl in 2005 and Jerome Bettis was in Detroit where he's from, and he rode off into the sunset after he got his ring. That was like, I was in college at that point. So I was like partying all night, and I remember that so clearly. And then this past Super Bowl in Miami, we had the EA Sports Bowl down there, which is this big concert and event, and a bunch of NFL players show up. And Jerome Bettis was there, just sort of like in the VIP area, hanging out, talking to people. And I was like, I have to walk up to this guy and like get a picture. So I was able to like meet Jerome Bettis this last February and get a photo with him. And I don't think there's any... I don't know if he's in the game or not this year, but he was like, you got to get me in Madden. So like his agent gave me his number or something, and I passed it along to some folks. But just talking about NFL legends, like I got to meet Jerome Bettis. I was like dying.
Yeah, very sick.
But yeah, man, Mutt is back and there's some cool stuff coming. So get in there.
Yeah. So, you know, the biggest introduction that EA Sports made last year, we had the ratings adjuster, Dustin Smith is his name, and he came on the program last year and talked about the X Factor stuff that got added. Yeah, and this year there are 50 new X Factor, you know, traits, basically. So, you know, if you're not a big video game head, people like traits are a huge thing that influence individual cards. You know, it gives guys abilities in certain situations. It's going to boost their stats in certain situations. It's going to, you know, increase the likelihood of interceptions, increasing the likelihood of being able to thread the needle, increase the likelihood of breaking tackles. And basically that whole system has kind of been revamped and then added onto for this year.
Yeah. So the dev, like Dustin, could probably give you a much more in-depth deep dive than I can because I'm a marketing guy. So I get all my info from devs, but I can go through some of the upgraded abilities, some of the new abilities. So there's X-Factor abilities, and then there's Superstar abilities, which are two different things. I can go through some of the new ones. Hold on a sec here. So yeah, some of the new... Yeah, what's up?
Go ahead.
Some of the new X Factor abilities. Ankle Breaker, I believe Christian McCaffrey has this one. So basically, when he's in his zone, he has increased fake out rates on spin jukes and hurdles after the catch. Avalanche is a defensive one. Any successful hit stick made while running towards the line of scrimmage will result in a fumble. So that's pretty sick. There's one called Bottleneck, which is another defensive ability. They're highly likely to dominantly win any man press encounter. Grab and Smash is a wide receiver one. Increased success chance on stiff arm and truck attempts following the catch. I mean, we have a list of all of these on a blog on the Gridiron Notes on EA.com. It's just so in depth, dude. I do not.
Yeah, we couldn't get through all of it right here.
It's a crazy deep dive.
So, if it's not clear, basically what this means is there is actually kind of an in-game momentum because these X factors start to get unleashed when you've accomplished things in game. So, you know, if you are with Lamar Jackson and you've rushed for, you know, over 10 yards in a row on three straight rushes, then one of the X factors gets unlinked. Or if you have two jukes on the same run, then another one gets activated. Or if you're JJ Watt and you've shed a block or gotten like three quarterback hits, then they start to activate. So, you know, again, it's kind of that skill gap thing of not only am I trying to score points, you know, not only am I trying to call good plays, but I also want to be calling plays. I also want to be controlling my guys in such a way that I start to activate their X factor bonuses, because then obviously my team gets better. I get a lot hard to beat. It actually, in a, it kind of reminds me of League of Legends. I don't know if you've ever played or watched League of Legends, but basically there's kind of this snowball effect in League of Legends where once you get a lead, once you get X amount of like barons captured, X amount of gold, like the characters that are the, what do they call, I guess they call them legends inside of the game, they get more powerful and they become harder to beat. And like, that's kind of what happens with these X factors, where the better you're doing, the better the cards you are playing with get.
Yeah, exactly. And there's strategy involved, because you need to know like the players on your team that have these abilities and what the trigger and knockout conditions are. So you want to know how to get your guys in the zone and keep them there, but you also want to know if your opponent has X factors in the zone, how to knock them out to take that advantage away from them. So there are, you know, we have a list on the website of all the trigger and knockout conditions for all the superstar X factors. We hired an artist to do like these cool superhero cards for us. It's on the website now. So you can already go in there and read about all the different upgraded abilities, everything that's new about it. But it was a game changer last year for Madden 20. It got really good feedback. They're sort of, it's sort of like the 2.0 version this year. They know what worked, they know what didn't work, and they've upgraded it. And it's pretty dope when you get a guy in the zone and he can just sort of smash on your opponent. And then in the Superstar KO mode, which was a new mode last year, the players with X Factor abilities, their abilities are turned on all the time. So it's like a crazy sort of arcade experience.
Yeah, it's like arcade mode.
Yeah. You can just like do crazy stuff in Superstar KO, which is fun. So yeah, dude, these abilities, I knew it was going to be a game changer for Madden last year. I knew people were going to love it. And, you know, you see it in competitive play too. And it just sort of adds this whole new aspect to strategy and gameplay. Awesome.
Yeah,
the whole point of it was to elevate the most elite players in the NFL, because on any given Sunday, like, there's one guy in a game who is an X factor and can change the game, and that was like the whole point. We wanted to elevate like the 50 best players on the field in Madden. So
yeah, I mean, it's very cool. It's very reflective of kind of the, you know, just on like the any given Sunday element of the game. Cause like you do always want to have a little bit of RNG, right? It's sports, right? It's the bounce of the ball, right? You do want to leave a little bit of that element in the games for sure. You know, you don't want it to just be like a straight simulation. So I do think that stuff is very cool. Yeah. And I think, you know, a huge part of the conversation about Madden 21, I mean, we got to talk about the PlayStation 5, about, you know, the next gen consoles, you know, the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One were the next gen consoles. Now we are into science fiction-y territory. Like I guess you probably would know better than me, like, what are some of the things that we're most hyped for about the PlayStation 5?
Yeah, so we did a whole rollout on this. We called it Feel Next Level with EA Sports. So it's both Madden and FIFA, these sort of new tech with the next gen consoles. There's controller haptics. So like the controller haptics, I think, are only on PlayStation. They're not on Xbox, the new Xbox.
Yeah.
But it's like responsive haptic feedback on like shots, passes, catches, kicks. So you can like really feel what's going on in your hands. The load times are way faster than Gen 4 consoles. So that's going to be a big difference. Sort of a graphic thing, deferred lighting and rendering everywhere. So like, you're going to see a lot more detail in the stadiums, the way the light hits, the shadows, all that stuff. Reimagined, yeah. Player. Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, it sounds like, you know, when you're playing a video game, like, you can kind of tell that it's a video game, right? And with every new game that comes out, every upgrade to the Frostbite engine, which is what the EA Sports games use, and with every console upgrade, it becomes more and more hyper-realistic, basically.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, I've only seen a few sort of, like, gameplay clips or like game engine footage from next gen consoles, and it's mind blowing what this stuff looks like. It really looks immersive. You know, they redid like player bodies to make them more realistic. The audio is like, it's called spatialized audio. So like if you're wearing headphones when you play, it's sort of this immersive experience, the crowd noise. If you're playing FIFA, I believe like the crowd, like if you're playing at Liverpool, I don't even know what the song is called, but like the crowd will sing the fight song or whatever it's called in FIFA. There's more like fluid player movement. Some of these crazy animations, you can see like hair standing up on guys' arms as they're like reaching for the pylon. And there's more. Okay, one thing they're putting in FIFA is this off-ball humanization, so that like guys that aren't using the ball at the moment are actually like behaving more like humans,
like more like off, yeah, more like, you know, not like pixels, but like actual characters involved in the game.
Yeah. And then like the atmosphere in the stadiums, Madden has like this crazy weather detail. So like if it's raining, like standing water will pile up on the sidelines. Like you can see snow accumulating. And it affects sort of like the cloth definition on the uniform. So just like little details like that will make it way more sort of immersive and realistic. And then there's like contextual player bench and fan reactions. So like the extras you'll see on the sidelines are going to be way more realistic. The people in the crowd are going to be more realistic, and it's sort of this just immersive experience. And if you get Madden 21 or FIFA 21 for your Gen 4 console, and then you upgrade your console to Gen 5, you get a free upgrade. We're calling it dual entitlement. So you don't have to buy the game twice, basically.
Oh, that is really cool. Yeah, because I actually was wondering that, because I imagine that I'll be buying all these games, and it's very nice to not have to buy them twice.
Yeah, and you know, there's some legalities around it, and some asterisks, but basically if you have Madden 21 or FIFA 21, you can upgrade to the next gen version before the release of Madden 22 or FIFA 22. And all that information is online. Just Google dual entitlement for EA Sports. But dude, I'm so pumped. I can't wait. I haven't seen it myself. I can't wait to like get one of these consoles in my hands and like actually feel this and see this in real life. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, so the last thing we got to talk about here, of course, a new game mode in Madden, the yard. Lay it out for us.
Oh, man. All right. What do you know about the yard? Have you seen anything about this yet?
No, I
want to know what you know.
Yeah, I literally know nothing. But when I was like doing some Googling and watching some trailers, and I did not come across it.
Okay. So it's a brand new mode in Madden, the yard. It's inspired by like backyard football. So it's 6v6 on the field, and you can play online with your friends against another sort of, basically, it's really like convoluted how to explain the gameplay, but you can do sort of solo 2v2 or 3v3, basically where like each user controls two players on the field. So it's 6v6 on the field, but 3v3 user. And you basically create your own avatar at whatever position you want. You can create prototypes, give them all these traits and abilities, and upgrade as you get rewards. And the animations and the gameplay are like nothing you've ever seen. It's like I saw some animations. It's like crazy, like flip catches, behind the back passes. You can throw, like pass the ball multiple times in one play. You can direct snap to anyone you want. So the gameplay is going to get wild. The rules are different. There's house rules. There's these different locations like Lambeau Field tailgate. There's a location in Berlin. There's a location in Miami called Miami Port. And then the last one is slipping my mind right now. But there's these different – they're not NFL stadiums. They're like fields. It's kind of like how FIFA did Volta with like the street sort of aspect.
Right.
And then there's this level of gear. We're going to have these crazy exclusive gear drops. And you can sort of earn rewards to upgrade your gear. And then there's crossover between Madden NFL 21 Mobile and the console version. So basically,
Oh, that's really cool.
Madden 21 Mobile is out right now. You can download it on your phone. You can create your yard avatar on mobile, and then when you get the console game, as long as you're like logged into all your EA accounts and stuff, you can bring your avatar from mobile into the console version of the game. And like your gear and your rewards and your inventory is shared between both platforms. So you can sort of earn rewards on mobile and then like bring that over into console. So that's a cool new feature we have. We're getting great feedback on it already. Like people are playing it on mobile because that's out. And there's just a lot of cool surprises coming up. So we're trying to really hype up the yard. It should be dope. I'm excited. I play Apex Legends a lot with a couple of my buddies, but I'm like, yo, when Madden drops, when we get pissed off at Apex Legends and want to throw our controllers at the TV, we're going to fire up some yard and have a little Zen experience with some crazy gameplay. So it should be a lot of fun, and there's a lot of hype about it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing when it drops on console.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved the ability to do like the grind offline, like be able to do what, you know, take whatever video game I'm playing and be able to, you know, dick around on my phone or whatever like that. I think that's so big. I think that, you know, that's one of the things that FIFA has gotten right is their companion app to Ultimate Team that you can use on your phone. And I mean, that would be great one day. I imagine that it's been discussed, I'm sure, by the Ultimate Team folks at Madden as well. I mean, so I just love any of the stuff that is connected, you know, to your phone or to your iPad or whatever.
Yeah, I used to like work FIFA esports events, and you know, they'd send you packs via Twitch drops, and we would all just be like working on our computers and being like, "Oh, I got a drop," and then you fire up your phone and like open the pack right there. I'm in like another country, so I can't like log on to my console, but
right, exactly.
It's cool to be able to like rip the pack open on your phone and know what you got.
Definitely.
But the yard, dude, I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. So check that out when that drops. Download the mobile app and build your avatar and swag them out.
Yeah. All right, man. When does the game come out?
So the 3-day early access, if you pre-ordered the MVP edition, you get early access on August 25th. But it's available worldwide for everyone on August 28th.
All right. So everyone, buy your Madden, get the MVP, and we will have at least one code to give away. Maybe we'll have multiple if we get really lucky. Last 2 years, we've given away a PlayStation 4 and an Xbox code. We'll definitely be doing that again. So just if you guys follow me on Twitter at DavisMatic, those giveaways will be there. Matt, thank you very much for getting us hyped and sharing the yard and Ultimate Team and everything, getting us ready for Madden 21.
Thanks, Davis. I appreciate it, man. You have yourself a good season.